Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and I forgot I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
One of the keys that I've tried to focus on is just really maintaining a small space very well.
Today's guest is John Severn. John is the owner of Little River Farms. John, how did you get started in farming?
Well, originally, the first farm I worked on was out in Bayside. A man by the name of Craig Lord was a local grower for years, and I was pretty desperate for work at the time. I was about 20, and I had a one-year-old, and just looking for something. Well, really any job. Really wanting to work outdoors if possible. And I felt like I was really interested in working with plants and doing something that would be a benefit for myself and, you know, my son and the community. I think never really had intentions on making that be a career or anything, but I just really wanted to do something that would be positive. And
And did you have any family members that were farmers or gardeners or, you know, any sort of a family history with that?
Not that I knew of. I mean, I think probably all of us have like a distant relative somewhere, you know, you know, farmers from Minnesota and grandma's side or something. But my dad planted a lot of just a diversity of fruit trees and just a small suburban yard. It wasn't much, but I always liked if I had the choice between the vacuuming chores or doing weeding outside.
Anything to get outside.
The pruning, yeah. So really enjoyed that, but not really. We did a little bit of a garden and small exposure, I guess.
And where is Little River Farms?
Originally, I started out in Blue Lake down West End Road. And then about 7 years ago, we moved to near Freshwater off the Indianola Cutoff, Ole Hansen Road.
And how big is the farm out there?
We have 3.5 acres, and for the most part, the farm is 2 acres in production.
And is it certified organic?
It is.
You have a family farm, and how are other members of the family involved in the farm?
Well, I have a 16-year-old and a 6-year-old. The 16-year-old has helped me at the farmer's markets and has essentially since he was 4 years old when I first started. I named the farm after him. His name is Jasper River, and so he was the little river. And you know, basically, he has been a part of it with me since he was really young. I didn't have money for childcare and probably wouldn't have opted for childcare. And we had a complicated schedule that has evolved over the years. But at that time, when I originally started my farm, I would get him on Thursdays through Sundays. And which was kind of complicated because Friday and Saturday are two of the busiest days of the week for me. Anyway, you know, so it was a real struggle to kind of figure out. It was just me and him in a little dinky trailer on the farm. And so, you know, sort of meant planning ahead for meals and try to keep him entertained so it'd be...
So it's not all work.
Yeah, exactly. And he was really great. He was really independent and happy to just go off and play and do whatever. And then I'd tell him hours and hours of stories while I'm trying to harvest something, and, you know.
You have a specialty niche, I think, in Humboldt County. I think people know you for the greens that you grow. How did you decide to go into just doing greens or specifically doing greens?
When I first started, I was working for Craig Lord throughout the week, and he's a lettuce grower, and so I had a lot of experience working with him. And then on the weekends, I was working for another farmer, Blake Richards, who did a lot of the chards and kales and greens like that for the local stores and everything. I was really struggling to find enough work, and I was feeling really concerned about it. And Blake, who's a really great guy, was so kind to be trying to call all of his buddies to find out if I could get some construction work or anything. I mean, starting to feel pretty desperate. And finally, he just threw out the idea that he did the spring salad mix for the co-op and Wildberries and a few other places. And he said, you know, you've done a great job on the farm here, and I've seen what you've done at this other farm. You know, you could probably take a chance and go ahead and take these accounts over, and I'll try to endorse you as the, you know, next guy to do it. It was an opportunity for me, and I kind of crunched some numbers and thought, you know what? I was making between $7 and $10 an hour, and I was like, if I could just beat that, you know, then hopefully I'd make my bills. And you know, he's pretty honest about it. He said, you know, there might be some money to be made, but it's a real pain. You know, he kind of explained it as a real thorn in his side as far as, you know, if he had a choice of all the different things that he's trying to grow is the lowest on his list. I had no idea really what I was getting into. I had farmed through the summers, you know, maybe a pretty long season, but I basically was starting from year one in October, and it just ended up being brutal for me, and I was kind of all wrapped up into it. I kind of had to make it work.
So it was a real struggle to start with.
Absolutely. Yeah, I probably had $500 in my account and nothing, no tools. I essentially just went for it and, you know, bit by bit, made a little money and tried to invest in another tool. And I had to just live really simply. And, you know, I had already been living simply, you know, it's like you can make a lot with a little if you need to. And anyway, I ended up just being able to live on the farm, which for a period of time, which was pretty fantastic. And that meant not having a shower, not having a lot of things. And parenting and trying to do that juggle was really complicated, but did what we could to carve out a good life. And, you know, we try to eat well for cheap.
So how long have you been farming then?
Well, I started my farm 13 years ago. And like I said, we moved about 7 years ago. So basically I started getting a place set up and somewhat involved. And, you know, this is a big mission to relocate, but...
And you grow lots of different greens. I'm wondering, how hard is it to control insects when you're growing similar sorts of crops like that?
It can be really challenging. I think one of the keys that I've tried to focus on is just really maintaining a small space very well. I don't use any products. One of the biggest problems is slugs and snails out here, especially with the greens. And so trying to remove their hiding places. There's a lot of products that are out there, even organic ones. So I'm just kind of try to stay away from things I don't really trust, I guess. You know, even if it's got the organic label, and just, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting by doing things like crop removal after we harvest and just being on top of the mowing and weeding and things like that.
Okay, well, that sounds really good. We've run out of time for today, but we'd like to have you back next week to talk a little bit more about growing greens in Humboldt County. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with John Severn.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every kind of two.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.